This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Tomorrow is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, while in Bihar the last date for filing nominations is Thursday. The elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase on the 19th of April. Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Puducherry are among those states going to polls in a single phase during the first phase. Scrutiny of nominations will take place on the 28th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 30th of March. In Bihar, scrutiny of nominations will be done on the 30th of this month, and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 2nd of next month. Voting will be held in Bihar on the 19th of April itself. Nominations for the second phase for 89 Lok Sabha seats in different states and union territories will be issued on Thursday. The BJP has declared three more candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Kanhaiya Lal Meena from Dausa and Indu Devi Jatta from Karoli Dholpur Lok Sabha seat in Rajasthan. Tanau Jam Basant Kumar Singh will be the BJP candidate from Inner Manipur parliamentary constituency. Earlier today, the party had released its second list of nine candidates for assembly elections in Sikkim. Pema Wangzal Rini Singh is the party candidate from Gangtok, and Aruna Munger will contest from the Namchi Singitiang seat. Assembly elections in Sikkim will be held in single phase simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The BJP also announced 14 candidates for assembly by polls in Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka and West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to BJP candidate from Boshirhat in West Bengal and one of the Sandesh Khali victims over phone. He called her Shakti Swarupa. Mr. Modi asked her about campaign preparations for Lok Sabha election. She shared the ordeals faced by women in Sandesh Khali and said she will work hard to improve the living conditions of people there. The deadline for online submission of the application form for the CUET-UG 2024 has been extended to the 31st of this month. UGC Chairman M. Jagadesh Kumar said the decision has been taken on the request received from candidates and other stakeholders. The CUET-UG 2024 is being offered in 380 cities, including 26 cities outside India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo and discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral ties in diverse sectors. These include trade, investment, clean technologies, semiconductors, pharmaceuticals, green hydrogen, IT, defence, ports, among others. In a telephonic conversation, Prime Minister Modi congratulated his Belgian counterpart on the successful hosting of the first nuclear energy summit in Brussels. Both leaders reviewed the excellent relations between India and Belgium. The two leaders affirmed their commitment to further bolster the India-EU strategic partnership under the ongoing Belgian presidency of the Council of the European Union. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Philippines President Bongbong Marcos at Manila. Dr. Jaishankar conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the Philippines President. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said Mr. Marcos' guidance for taking India-Philippines to new areas will strengthen collaboration between the two democracies. Dr. Jaishankar also visited Indian Coast Guard ship Samudra Pehredar during its port call to Manila. He said his visit and the ship's presence signifies deepening of bilateral relations between the two nations. Five Chinese nationals and a Pakistani were killed in a suicide attack in Pakistan's Khyber Pakhtunkhwa's Shangla today. According to a police official, a suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden vehicle into a convoy that was carrying Chinese engineers who were going to Dasu camp from Islamabad. The provincial police have reached the spot and commenced relief operations. In the U.S., a major portion of Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after being struck by a container ship in Baltimore today. The Baltimore City Fire Department officials described the collapse of the bridge as a mass casualty multi-agency incident. The conditions were unsafe for rescuers due to freezing conditions and limited visibility. The rescue workers are searching for around 20 people and multiple vehicles are believed to have fallen into the river. And with that, we end this news bulletin.